Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Russell's got time. He's got David Moore wide open. Moore makes the catch. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Seahawks. From 60 yards, Russ looked up, saw David Moore running right past Xavier Rhodes, and said, "Here you go." Serves it up on a platter.
And hopefully you do not hear a lot of that Sunday on Seahawks radio, but the Cowboys secondary, to me, already the weakest part of their team, could be even worse off after practice yesterday. 3:25 kickoff with the pregame show right here beforehand with Brian Broaddus and Ari Temkin on your home of America's team. Mike Fisher is a part of it, and Fish is joining us here on DFW Sports Station. Take us through who didn't practice yesterday, why, and what you think their availability is for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, so regarding that Cowboys secondary, if you go back to the first day of training camp, and we reported on, okay, here's your starting cornerbacks. It's Chidi Awuzie starting and Anthony Brown starting. And then we went through the long list of other guys. Diggs mixed in with the first team a little bit. Worley mixed in. Jordan Lewis was the starter in the nickel. And our thoughts at the time was, okay, how are you replacing Byron Jones? Well, that's a tough challenge. But you're going to try to do it at least by throwing a lot of possibilities at it. You're going to have, while you wait on the quality, and Trayvon Diggs has turned out to be quality. He's going to be really good. But for the moment, let's do quantity. Well, now all of a sudden, Sean, as you alluded to, quantity is even dwindling. Chidi Awuzie now has a hamstring that is a multi-week deal. It doesn't necessarily mean he'll go on IR, but he could. So he's going to miss this week and more. We already know that Anthony Brown is on IR, so he's not available. There's a starter down. Jordan Lewis had the ankle injury. He's fine now, but probably not 100%, but he'll be available to go in Seattle. Darryl Worley is available, but the guy that jumps up now as a problem is a shoulder injury with Trayvon Diggs. And what's interesting about it, and we'll have to ask McCarthy this morning at 10:30, at the beginning of practice yesterday, when we were watching it, I could have swore Diggs was out there. I know he was out there in his new number 27. So I wonder if something happened very early in practice, just landed wrong or got nudged wrong or something, and his shoulder is now the issue. Hopefully it's not too serious, and we will monitor that today. But the clip you just played of Seattle and what they do in the passing game, the development of DK Metcalf, who everybody at one point thought was just going to be a bodybuilder, and he's turned out to be a real weapon at wide receiver to go along with Lockett and all the other guys that Danger Russ has around him. Yeah, the Cowboys are a little shorthanded right now in terms of who at cornerback is going to run with those guys.
Now, their pass rush could help cover that up and make up for it. It has been pretty weak to start off the year with 2 sacks on the season. Did Everson Griffin make Jeff Kavanaugh look right yesterday in talking about the adjustment that the D-line is going to make with their stances and Everson admitting we haven't been good enough? Is that a victory for JC 105.3?
Yeah, I think Jeff Kavanaugh wore him down, and he looked at him, and he looked in the mirror. And of course, as I said at the time, having that Twitter debate, We need to treat that more like it's just a bunch of guys in the bar just having a debate, not that it's some war and that you've got to pick sides and screw you and bleep you. That's not it. It's it's supposed to be fun, guys. We're just fun. We're having a beer. We're watching the game on TV, and we're debating about it. And I wish social media was a little more like that. Unfortunately, so much of it took on a negative and angry tone. But in the end, absolutely. The comments yesterday from Everson Griffin about, well, I think I'm going to get out of the two-point stance, and you know, we need to get more comfortable with each other, and we don't know each other yet. He even mentioned that Tank Lawrence probably going to go back to the customary three-point stance. And I always think of this, and Choppy will understand this, with baseball and golf. Choppy, you know how in baseball, when you're a pitcher, some coach will come along and say, man, Chop, you're throwing it about, you know, 85 miles an hour. If you would just change your arm angle a little bit, we'd get you to 87. You've heard that, right?
Oh, I wish. I wish somebody said you only throw 85.
Right. Well, then what happens to that pitcher in the game once he's thrown three balls in a row? What does he do with his arm angle?
Drops back to normal.
He goes back to what he knows. Mm-hmm. A golfer, hey, man, if you change your grip, I've done this a million times. Of course, I play golf three times a year. Fish, if you just change your grip and do this, this, and this, and then I try it, and it looks, it's working pretty good just when we're jacking around. Then I get out on the course, and I go, my hands don't feel right. And I go back to my stupid, crappy grip. Well, that's what the Cowboy defensive linemen are going to start doing. They're going to start saying, you know, that was really fun to be stand-up defensive ends, and it's really cool to drop back in coverage, except we're not good at those things. We don't like those things. So I think the Cowboys, starting with Everson Griffin, will revert back to what they are comfortable with, and maybe they'll be better players for it. And by the way, speaking of Tank Lawrence, he missed yesterday, and McCarthy in the morning said something to the effect of, it's a really good personal reason that he's missing. And so we'll work on the assumption that Tank Lawrence and the Lawrences have had another baby daughter, or a baby daughter is either here or coming. So congratulations to the Lawrence family, and he'll be fine for Sunday, even though he's got that dinged up knee that if you watch the Cowboys sideline during the watermelon kick, you see him, he's pounding his feet on the ground. So if you had a broken knee, you probably wouldn't do that. So Tank Lawrence will hopefully be happy and blessed and available for Sunday.
Mike, is that three-point, two-point stance technique topic an indictment of Mike Nolan? Like, RJ brought this up. Why are we coming in here and telling the $100 million defensive end to stand up differently and the four-time Pro Bowler from Minnesota to stand up differently as well? Is this Nolan not coaching to the players and making them adjust to him?
For me, Sean, and you and I talk about a barroom brawl. You and I have gone around on this for almost a decade now. I just think it's an indictment of the thought that this coach is a magic wand, and that coach before was an idiot. There's just almost no such thing. There is no singular right way to do this. The other day in that game, Antoine Woods, and it's part of kind of zone blitzing. Remember the old Carolina Panthers used to do it, and Kevin Green. You didn't know. Remember that, Chop? You didn't know if Kevin Green was a defensive end, a defensive tackle, or a linebacker, and they'd zone blitz, and so they'd drop defensive linemen into coverage. So at one point in the red zone, the Cowboys dropped Antoine Woods into coverage. Antoine Woods is, you know, the human log. Had their quarterback somehow found, or their receiver somehow simply run towards Antoine Woods, they would have scored a touchdown. Yeah. And then he would have looked ridiculous. Instead, we all say, oh, look how clever that is. They really tricked him.
Yeah.
And they did trick him. But it's the difference. We think that there's a magic pill that you take when a new coach comes into town. And really, it's just a sugar pill. It's still about players playing well. There's not a magic wand. There's not a magic pill. It's just players got to play well, and they have to be comfortable with what they're doing.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. With the quarterbacks in this game, are these two of the more difficult ones to pick off in the NFL right now?
Yeah, the numbers are really incredible. We can go incredible on Dak, and that's fair. Dak Prescott now holds the Cowboy record for consecutive attempts without an interception. Now, the old Cowboy record was Aikman with 216. And Aikman was pretty precise and pretty protective of the ball. Dak's now got it up to 270 attempts. So that's got to be, we'll do the math on that, 30, blah, 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 blah. That's got to be about six games worth. If if the Cowboys protect the ball, and I'm not talking about having four fumbles in the first quarter, that's not ball protection. But if the Cowboys have figured out a way, or Dak Prescott has figured out a way, to cut way down on risky throws and to be able to put it, there's got to be some accuracy involved in not throwing interceptions over that time. Now, we also know Chop, there's going to be one of these days when he's going to, like every quarterback, he's going to throw an interception that goes right into the face mask of a safety, and it's going to bounce right off his head. And we'll all, and Cowboy fans will thank their lucky stars. But Russell Wilson, now, it's not like he's never thrown one, but Russell Wilson's numbers, if you think about the big picture, are rather incredible. Russell Wilson is, over the course of the last 3 years, his touchdown to interception ratio, including 9-1 this year, 75-13. He throws five interceptions a year total. And they still swing it around now more than ever. And so, yeah, the first team to get an interception wins on Sunday, quite possibly by those numbers. Also worth noting, Aaron Rodgers has the NFL record. Now help me with the math here. He's got 402 attempts in a row. How many games is that? That's like 12 games. So Aaron Rodgers went, yeah, you know, somewhere between 11 and 13 games without an interception. Do that, and you're going to win a lot of games. By the way, get Tyron Smith back, and that will help those numbers. Tyron yesterday did not practice, but he was on the sideline in sweatpants and his number 77 jersey. And Sean, I don't want to play doctor on this show. We leave that to Jerry Jones. He's Dr. Jones around here. But I think I can say after watching Tyron a little bit up close too, he looked like he was moving fine. He didn't look like he was grimacing or in discomfort or shaking his head. No, don't make me do that. Again, it's easy for me to say some other guy's neck doesn't look like it hurts too badly, but Tyron Smith was moving around as if the game time decision is slightly more realistic maybe than it was the day before.
Mike Fisher pulling double duty. Usually it's with the Mavericks. This time it's with Major League Baseball. What did you find out yesterday about the playoffs coming to Arlington?
Well, great job by the 105.3 The Fan staff, and we all kind of combined on this and put our heads together. So Major League Baseball, of course, is coming to four sites, as I know most Tolos know. Rangers fans know this, of course. Unfortunately, Rangers not involved directly, but involved indirectly. So the four sites: San Diego and Los Angeles and Houston, and then what they call Dallas, but what we actually like to call Arlington and DFW. And they need a place to stay, theoretically. And what they've decided in Major League Baseball to do is, let's copy the NBA. Let's do our bubble. Let's have, and I assume this is going to happen in Houston, Los Angeles, and San Diego, but our sources tell us it's absolutely happening here. The Four Seasons Resort and Club, famous, of course, Choppy, for the Byron Nelson Classic all those years. And then what was the party called out in the backyard? What was that party called? Remember that?
The Pavilion?
The Pavilion. Out on the Pavilion. Yeah, famous for the Pavilion. That's what I really went for. that's going to house Major League Baseball in their bubble in DFW. And the Four Seasons, of course, I think it's 400 acres. It's glorious and glamorous and ritzy and golf and all the rest. And so they are putting together the mechanisms where at a different time, so it'd be two teams, then a third team, then the World Series is here too. So that'll be the final two teams. And they'll all stay at the Four Seasons. Members will have to clear out a little bit over the course of October, but they are lining up food and entertainment, featuring obviously golf and security and all the rest. And the reason this is an important story, if you think about it, Sean, even though I'm not on the baseball beat, the NBA bubble in Orlando was one of the most, and continues to be, one of the most unique stories in sports. And coming out of it, wouldn't you agree, some of the craziest, funniest, most entertaining, most dramatic stories. All these guys living together and getting to know each other and having fun and then competing on the court. Well, we're going to have those kind of stories in baseball, and it's going to be right down the street at the Four Seasons Resort.
Good work, Mikey. Thank you as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.